This is KUT. Voters said no to Proposition 1 on Saturday. That means the current city council rules governing ride-hailing companies will continue. The most notable of these are fingerprint-based background checks for drivers. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, while last week's vote was a resounding one, city enforcement of this rule has yet to start.
Andrew Nierengarten used to make most of his income driving for Uber and Lyft. But since the two companies exited Austin Monday, he's been working for another ride-hailing app, GetMe.
People get in the car and they're like, hey, you went through a fingerprint process. How hard was that? And I said, actually, I have not gone through a fingerprint process. And most of them are a little dismayed. And they're like, well, isn't that what we just voted for?
It is. But Nierengarten says the company hasn't contacted him about getting fingerprinted. By a 12% margin, Austin voters said they wanted mandatory fingerprinting for ride-hailing drivers. When the city council passed that ordinance back in December, they set up a phased-in approach. 25% compliant by May 1st, 50% compliant by August 1st. Nearly all drivers fingerprinted by February 2017. So are 25% of current ride-hailing drivers fingerprinted?
Probably not. It is what it is.
Robert Spiller directs Austin's transportation department. When council passed that ordinance in December, they never set penalties for failing to fingerprint. And then 2 months later, we learned there was going to be an election. So the city hit the brakes.
Council chose not to take action on pieces of those ordinances previously. And so, we took that as direction to just hold in place.
And so did companies, those who chose to stay, at least.
I think a lot of people were holding their breath to see what the public would say. And so I don't necessarily fault drivers or the TNCs with not meeting that requirement.
Spiller says the focus now is on facilitating easy fingerprinting for drivers so companies can hit that 50% mark by August 1st. The city is considering a driver fair where folks can come and get fingerprinted. But after a campaign so focused on fingerprinting, you might be surprised to hear this message from Austin's transportation department. It's less than urgent.
We're encouraging them to onboard new drivers right away. They can deploy those drivers immediately. And then the fingerprints can follow, given it's not till next February that they need to get close to 100%.
Spiller says proposed penalties will be brought before council before that 50% mark on August 1st. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.